Hey, thanks for dropping around. This is Michael Kerr, and you are listening to Humor at Work. Yes, it's time for another coconut-scented edition of just random musing and ideas related to inspiring workplaces. So let's dive in. The Detroit-based company ePrize encourages their employees to take 5% of their time, which is about 2 hours per week, to just think. 2 hours to just do nothing but sit in a quiet place and think. When was the last time you took, let's say, just 15 minutes to do some seriously deep, focused thinking at work? Louis Von Ahn, the CEO of Duolingo, suggests one of the most motivating things any leader can do for their employees is to take the time to sincerely tell them what you're doing is really important. He suggests that even lazy employees can be motivated when you remind them of how important their job is. And yes, it'd be nice to hear it from the boss now and then, but don't discount the power of using that phrase with colleagues as well. The credits at the end of Marvel Comics always include positive adjectives with the names: Smiling Stan Lee, Jolly Jack Kirby, and Mary Marie Severin, for example. So why not adopt this for your workplace, anywhere you list employees' names? Just keep the adjectives positive, please. That's an important tip. The next time you need to jumpstart your creative juices, put yourself in a childlike mindset. A 2010 North Dakota State University study found that when college students were given a creative assignment, those students that were also given the instructions that they were 7 years old scored remarkably better on a variety of creative measures. And finally, a great working on the team teamwork meeting exercise, and by working on the team, I mean actually working on the team. Have each team member list one thing every other team member does that makes the team better, one thing each team member could improve to help strengthen the team, and keep it focused on the team. And my fun at work tip: as I'm doing this podcast, we are cruising up to September 14th, which is official Hug Your Boss Day. Now, you don't have to do it just once a year, but do remember the importance of including your boss in the fun and appreciating your boss. So, you know, do your own Hug Your Boss Day whenever it works for you. Now, if that's a little too up close and personal attention for your boss, then do a metaphorical hug. Bring them a cup of their favorite coffee or send them a handwritten thank you note. Or, you know, just go wild. Go in the other direction and arrange a group hug for your boss. But if you do that, just make sure you get the photos to post on social media, because I want to see them. And the quote of the week from Chris Kelly, president of Convene: right now, the world is filled with opportunities to replace the ordinary with something that is extraordinary or experiential. And in the It's a Wacky World, and it certainly is, you know, we've all heard that old saying, if I can just say it, yeah, easy for me to say, we've all heard that old saying that when it comes to comedy, timing is everything. Famed animator Chuck Jones knew this all too well. Through trial and error, he discovered that the perfect number of cartoon frames required when Wile E. Coyote fell off a cliff was exactly 14 frames after he disappeared from sight. 13 frames too short, 15 frames too long, but 14 frames comic gold. So please weave this trivia into your next dinner party. You know, it's just the kind of trivia that we should all know, I think. Well, as always, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.